Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Today, we're going to talk about St. Peter. Today's the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. St. Peter, the first pope. Blessed be God. There's such beautiful readings today that we'll dive into. This week, I just want to take the readings the church gives us at daily mass and just try to harvest some of the gold that's there. I think there's just so much transformational, not just information, but truth, and such power in God's word. There's so much hope. There's so much joy, I think, in life that can be drawn from it. And just simple readings that the Lord gives us. Sometimes in particular, there's unique ones that are just loaded line by line with it. And I think today's one of those days. So if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, friends, we began the week and talked about a powerful, beautiful gospel passage yesterday where Jesus cast a demon out of a young boy whose whole life was dominated by demonic possession. And the Lord taught us a lot about faith in that gospel and the power of faith and how to live by faith. If you didn't have a chance to tune into that, I encourage you to go listen to it. And you could download our app, Renewal Ministries app, that will give you access to all the programming we're doing at Renewal Ministries at a time and a place when it's convenient for you. But it's a good one to go back to because faith, there's real power in expectant faith. It's life-changing. That's why St. John the Apostle said, what is it that overcomes the world? It's faith. There's a lot just in that statement itself. What overcomes the world? What overcomes the fallen world is what he's talking about, that dominates human hearts. What overcomes the enemies of God, my enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil? What is it? Faith. Is why? Because I have some creedal statements in my head? No. Those creedal statements express a reality, and the reality of God, and the reality of who God is and what he's done, and a revelation that changes everything, that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and everything that God says is what we ought to live for and absolutely abandon ourselves to and run after with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that will change us. And so faith does overcome the world because it connects us with the one, the person, Jesus, who did overcome the world. He brought down the principalities and powers and the kingdom of darkness that dominate this world, the whole regime of power that's under that darkness. He destroyed sin. He destroyed death. He swallowed it up in victory. He did it all. So he overcame it. Faith is what unites me to Jesus. The grace of faith that's given for me to accept the gospel, to lead me to repentance, to believe Jesus Christ is Lord, to be baptized into him, and to become a new creation. It's faith that's the doorway. That's the first step, and it's God's action in us that we say yes to, that we cooperate with, and it leads us into transformation. So we become overcomers. We become more than conquerors. Nothing in this world can hold us down. All the troubles in this world are temporary. They can be painful. They can be difficult. Look at the lives of the saints. Look at the apostles themselves. Look at our Lord who walked 3 years in ministry and basically was rejected constantly. Crowds followed him and loved him for a while, but the religious leaders opposed him. Political leaders opposed him and eventually killed him. Jesus is saying, that all looks terrible. It's terrifying to look at it. Yes, when you first take a look at it, say, I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want harm to come my way. And Jesus said, this is the world. This is the fallen world. This is a place of tribulation. But don't be afraid. It no longer has the claim on you that it once had. That's over. I've dealt with it. I've overcome it. And now I'm bringing you into what is mine. So faith is critical for us to see. It allows us to see the truth and to live the truth, and it opens us to the way, which is the Lord himself who's bringing us home to the Father. So we're celebrating Peter today, who we know well. And we all know over the years, just hearing the stories about Peter, and you think of some of the glory moments that we're going to hear today in these readings, but also Peter's weaker moments, you know, where he's at the Last Supper with the Lord, and the Lord is saying that they were going to scatter. the apostles were going to scatter, that Judas was going to betray him, and then they were going to scatter. And Peter said, not me. Nope, it's not going to happen. He said, I understand why those guys would do it, the other 11. I get it, but not me, Jesus. I'll die for you. Well, that was Peter's actual desire. Peter's self-awareness to the degree that he could, without God's help, understand himself fully at that point. But Jesus knew that Peter was about to confront his fear of death and his fear of literally having to walk the Via Dolorosa with Jesus. You know, so he didn't want that, and he panicked, and he learned something about himself. And I think we learn something about ourselves, friends, even in times like the crazy ones we're living in now, when everything feels destabilized and there's potentially war on the horizon, they're fighting the COVID thing, and people are paralyzed with fear and death around the world. There's psychological breakdown, political, social breakdown, and it scares people. It scares the human heart. So that's the dominion that Jesus broke. That's the dominion Jesus swallowed up. That's the reality of living in a fallen world, but it doesn't get the last word. And that's what faith helps us do, to overcome and to conquer. So today, here's Peter, a passage taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 and following. It says, Peter's exhorting the leaders of the church. As fellow, he said, I exhort the presbyters among you as fellow presbyters and witnesses to the sufferings of Christ and one who has a share in the glory to be revealed. So Peter is exercising his authority. He's speaking to churches in Asia Minor, and he's saying to them, to the leaders in particular, I'm a witness to the sufferings of Jesus. And Jesus told the apostles that, you know, their first resurrection appearance, I think it's in Luke's gospel, where he says, you will testify to what you've seen, the suffering, the passion, the death of Jesus, and the resurrection. So he's saying, I'm a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and I'm one who has a share in the glory to be revealed. That is just one of the great lines in the New Testament right there. I have a share in the kingdom. I have an inheritance in the kingdom, in the glory that is to be revealed. The glory of Jesus Christ. It's hard to explain just the magnitude and the reality of the eternal glory that is shared by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and all those united to him in heaven. It's beyond imagination. And we glory, just think of the things on this earth that we glory in, our Super Bowl heroes and big games, or, you know, one thing, the glories of war some people talk about. All that stuff is just like nothing compared to the glory that belongs to God and the glory that Jesus has raised up in himself, in his human flesh, the glory that belongs to human beings who live and die in the Lord. So Peter's confident. I'm one who not only was a witness to his sufferings, but one who shares in the glory that's going to be revealed. So he said, that's who I am, and that's who you are. So tend the flock now of God in your midst, he said, overseeing, not by constraint, but do it willingly, like with your heart. Oversee God's people. Be good shepherds. He said, as God would have it, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. Don't do this for money. Don't be motivated by money or prestige or a brand or being noticed. Do it eagerly out of love with a shepherd's heart. Do not lord it over those assigned to you. Remember what Jesus said so clearly to the apostles? Peter probably remembers that. Maybe that's that memory is maybe what inspired him to say that very thing here too. Don't lord it over. Jesus said, don't lead like other people do. You know, he said, look around. He said, they lord it over others. That's not how it's going to be with you. He said, you must be humble and bow down. You must be the servant of all. You must be a foot washer. You must be, you know, a leader who's clear and strong, but you do it from the place of humility, meekness, mercy, compassion, kindness, and fear of the Lord. And make sure in your life, he's saying, be examples of the flock. And when the chief shepherd, is revealed, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. The greatest reward any human being could ever receive, could ever experience, the only one that will last forever, that will give life and power and majesty. It's just hard to put words on it. It will satisfy the soul for all eternity. It'll satisfy us as human beings who become a new creation living in the kingdom of God, a joy, a freedom unexpressible, and a love that's at the core of it. So Peter's keeping his mind. He's keeping his eye on the glory. He's not looking to have the kind of glory that says, okay, everybody look at me, I'm better than you. You know, everybody look at me, I'm the one standing, I'm the winner, you're not. I can be nice to you, but look, I'm the guy who's at the center now. That's not what he's doing. That's not what he means. God shares his glory. God is crazy, but God's humble. I have to be careful. I'm not saying God is crazy. It's crazy, though, to think about the idea that God, the Almighty One, is humble. Wow. Amazing. He's gentle. He's kind. He's merciful. He loves to share. He loves to bring us in. He loves to see us rejoice and sharing in what belongs to him. And we're going to receive an unfading crown of glory. Good thing to set our minds and hearts on. The gospel is that famous passage, you know, whether it's Caesarea Philippi, and Jesus asked the disciples, you know, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they reply, you know, some think, Jesus, you're John the Baptist. Others think you're Elijah. Some think you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. He said, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter said it in reply, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to him in reply, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. That made the Lord so happy. The Father revealed the Son. He revealed the glory, and the glory of Jesus is about to slowly be revealed more and more. And Jesus' friend Peter saw it, and from his own lips he declared it. You are the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. For flesh and blood, Peter, has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock, Peter, this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus, in that moment of grace, when Peter, once again, who, even though he had clay feet and was weak, these moments where he stands as the leader of the pack, chosen by God the Father, because he's the one who the Father touched with the grace of the Spirit to open Peter's mind and heart and his eyes to see and receive and to move him to declare the reality of who Jesus actually is. Not just a prophet, not just a great teacher, not a political revolutionary. He is the Christ, the one that's filled with the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the world, and he is the Son of the living God. He's the Lord. And so Jesus states his intention of how he's going to establish the church. And he's going to start by building it on Peter and the apostles and the prophets that are unfolding. So it's such a precious moment there. You see the grace of the Spirit and the unique role St. Peter's played. St. Peter, we ask you today to pray for us, that we could have our eyes set on the crown of glory and live by radical faith. God bless you all.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.